Before we begin, a quick message for the grown-ups. If you'd like to support our podcast, enjoy ad-free listening, unlock our complete back catalog of stories, and more, you can join Sleep Tight Premium. Subscribe in just two taps via the link in the show notes. Now, here's a quick word from our sponsors. And now, on to our show. What if your ordinary house cat had an extraordinary secret? Susan thought Tucker was just a regular cat until he introduced her to Cat City, a magical world beneath her house. Now she's caught in an adventure where the stakes couldn't be higher. In The Rat King, the second book in the Adventures of Susan and Tucker series by Patty Larson, Susan's bad dreams turn out to be real. Kidnapped by enemies, it's up to Tucker, stuck in Cat City and facing the Rat King's forces, to rally the cats and save his best friend before it's too late. Packed with mystery, adventure, and heartwarming moments, The Rat King is perfect for readers who love daring heroes and thrilling twists. Find it wherever you buy your books. And don't forget to tune in to The Rat King podcast to experience the story in a whole new way. Follow the link in our show notes to learn more. The Rat King by Patty Larson. Susan and Vinny are at the council, but they are having no luck trying to convince them to help. The cats don't believe anything Susan and Vinny are saying. Susan finally realizes the truth and what it is that she can see, and then does something no one was expecting. The Rat King, Chapter 18. No one said anything for far too long, in Susan's opinion, so she finally spoke up herself. "They think you stole the city from them," she blurted. "What are you talking about?" Cynthia's sharp tone would have made Susan shrink in on herself just a short time ago, but now the Persian just sounded whiny. "That's preposterous," Albert stuttered. "They claim the rats came first," Susan said, standing taller and talking over all of them as they tried to speak at once, silence broken. "That the sorceress used the rats and their magic to build the city." She waved her arms around her before rushing on. "They said the sorceress then made the cats and turned you against them, kicking them out of the city that was their home." "Is that true?" She really needed it not to be. "I can assure you," Tabitha said in a haughty voice. Tucker's aunt snorting, pushed in nose raised and eyes narrowed. "The rats are lying to you, Susan. Nothing of the sort is even remotely true." Then why did she sound like she wasn't so sure? A horrible feeling settled in Susan's stomach as the other council members huffed and stuttered and blustered without convincing her that the rats had indeed lied. If anything, she was more and more convinced as the seconds ticked by. "Whatever," Susan finally said. "I don't care, to be honest. The rats can have Cat City if it's theirs." Everyone gasped at that, even Vinny. "I just want Tucker back." "If, as you say, Tucker is lost," his own aunt sniffed while Cynthia hissed at her. "We have no idea if he's dead or alive," the two Siamese said in one voice. "We have to try and save him." Susan tried to meet each of their eyes, but no one would look at her. "He would do so for all of you." "She's right," Vinny said, sounding sad and mad at the same time. I won't just let you abandon him to the rats. And Julian, Susan said while the cats gasped again. There's more to the story you haven't shared, Albert said. I don't have time to share it, Susan snapped, mind already made up. I'm going to get Tucker, with or without your help. We can't allow that, Tabitha lashed out, her magic blocking Susan's departure. Sparkling green, forming a barrier between her and the door. Three more layers of power, two green from the Siamese sibling and one shining red, if reluctantly from Cynthia, thickening the magic until only Albert's held out. But he, too, lent his yellow magic to the barricade, shaking his big head with a sad sigh. The safety of Cat City is the most important thing, he said. Even Tucker would say so, Susan. We can't let you go. We have to do everything we can to close our borders to the rats. Oh, so you believe in the rats again, Vinny snarled. How convenient. Albert blinked at him, almost confused for a moment, and Susan had that odd and uncomfortable thought surface once more, Kai prodding her. It's not his fault, she whispered, only then realizing she'd spoken out loud, because Vinny looked up at her, while the five council members stared like she'd threatened them. It's not any of their fault. Susan reached inside her for the rainbow light, feeling Kai squirm within, knowing then it was he who'd planted the thought for her to explore and was telling her now to share. The city won't let them. Vinny's giant tail thrashed, but his huge eyes were wide with shock when he spoke. What do you mean? Even the council members appeared stunned by her words, shaking their heads, whiskers twitching, eyes blinking rapidly as their magic wavered but didn't fall. The city is protecting itself, Susan said, knowing she was right, that Kai's last life was right, more and more sure of it as she went on. Something happened that made the humans leave. When they did, they needed the city safe. They used magic to protect it. The humming inside her grew stronger, almost like a cat's heavy purr. But they went too far. The magic that was meant to save the city and keep it protected backfired. She turned to Vinny, who had stood up on his hind legs, one paw resting on her thigh. She crouched in front of him, his paws now on her shoulders, nose to nose. It shielded all of you from the truth, from the threat of the rats, and every time anyone challenges it, the council is forced through that same magic to do what it wants. You are all, to some degree... She looked up to the council watching them, the members horrified to a cat. To keep the city safe by silencing anyone who might threaten it, even if that means putting the city in danger. This can't be true. Albert pawed at his ear, his cheek, shaking his head, almost frantic, as the magic he commanded sizzled and dropped away. You're wrong. I'm not, she stood up, Vinny landing on all fours next to her. Kai figured it out, Albert. He somehow freed himself from it. But he'd gone about change the wrong way, betraying them instead of finding a way to fix it from the inside. He could have saved them all. She felt his regret bubble inside her as she spoke again. It allowed you to fight the rats when they showed up last time. But as soon as the threat was over, you went back to what you were magicked to do. Susan felt very tired suddenly, though she couldn't afford to be. You have to free yourselves if you want to save Cat City. Because if the rats are right, even if they fail and you remain in control, the power this place is taking from all of you. She shook her head. It won't last forever, she realized, saying it out loud. That's why you acted, wasn't it? She spoke to Kai inside her, not the others while they watched. Yes, he told her. If they remain trapped, the power that sustains the city will kill them eventually. Sooner rather than later, Susan, I assure you. And no one will be able to stop it. Enough! Susan was horrified that it was Cynthia who spoke that harsh word, whose red magic lashed out like a lightning stroke, falling just short of Susan's feet. Lies and deceit from a human. Send her back to her parents and seal the way to the house, I say, and wipe her memories forever. The other council members turned slowly to face her, their shaking bodies settling as though falling back under the spell that held them for so long. Susan could see how the magic controlled them, now that she knew what to look for. Like her new ability to see the magic the cats themselves held, she could trace the lines of the spell from cat to cat, the rainbow light of last lives magic tying them all together, taking magic from them to keep it alive. So big, the lines running out through the walls, she was sure, to every single cat in the city. What could she possibly do to help them? Kai tried to encourage her, but she was just a kid and alone, and despair won against the spell that had controlled and kept the cats prisoner in their city for centuries. Take her, Albert growled then at Vinny, and bind her in a cell until we can deal with her lies. We will prove to the residents of our city that the rat threat is nothing but a human attempt to control us again. Vinny didn't move, shoulders bunching under his heavy fur, a deep growl escaping him. I will not, he snarled. Then you will be taken into custody as well, Albert snapped, as his power lashed out at the main coon. Susan didn't have to think or act. The magic inside her knew exactly what to do. The moment Albert's yellow power leaped, her rainbow light burst outward, showering the entire room in sparks. Your power, Kai's soul said, is the sorceress's power. They cannot control you, but you can free them. And he showed her how. Susan felt like she was growing, like her whole body was stretched and extended, blowing up like a funny balloon. And the moment she was sure she'd pop from the pressure, another round of multicolored light erupted from her, broken into five separate spears, each of which flew toward the council members. They all cried out when the magic hit them, stumbling and falling over, Albert collapsing and almost tumbling from the edge of the desk. Susan sagged when it was done, hands rising to cover her open mouth. A terrible fear in her that she'd killed the council, bringing tears to her eyes. But one by one, they pulled themselves upright, groaning a little, but perfectly fine. The threads of rainbow light that bound them together were gone. In fact, when Albert finally met her eyes, his own were clear and full of sorrow. Susan, he whispered, choking on her name. I see it now, all of it. He looked around at his fellow council members who were nodding and drew close to one another to huddle in misery as the spell over them was broken. We've been fools. You were under the control of the city, Susan said, choosing to be kind, even though she was still angry with them. How? Cynthia again, supported by her sister this time. How did you do it? She's a sorceress, Vinny said with pride and confidence. She's here to save us if we let her. Susan wasn't so sure about that, but she wasn't going to argue either. It really wasn't their fault, and she wanted Tucker to be safe. Please, we need to go. Albert drew himself up, tall and broad, and Susan had no doubt he planned to order the guards to help. But he didn't get a chance. The door behind Susan burst inward, and a panting, terrified Harold burst through. The rats! He shook violently, limping on a bloody paw, one ear torn and his voice cracking. The king is at the gate! And that is the end of this part. Good night. Sleep tight.